In Pakistan last night, Taliban militants attacked an airbase near the capital. The attack came amid reported preparations for a Pakistani military offensive. The target of that offensive, the militants' hideouts along the border with Afghanistan. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Islamabad.
9 Taliban men in army uniforms and suicide belts battled Pakistani troops for more than 2 hours, killing a security official before being gunned down themselves. The Kamra airbase, less than an hour's drive from the capital, houses fighter jets, and one aircraft was damaged. The base may also be home to part of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal, though officials won't confirm where any warheads are kept. That the Taliban might capture such dangerous weapons has long been on U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's mind, as he told reporters at the Pentagon this week.
The great danger we've always feared is that if terrorism is not controlled in their country, that those nuclear weapons could fall into the wrong hands.
Pakistan has come under U.S. criticism for failing to act forcefully against extremists. But securing nuclear facilities is the one thing officials here have done, says Talat Masood, a retired Pakistani general. Hours after the airbase assault, authorities arrested more than 70 suspects in and around the capital. But the big challenge, Masood says, is for Pakistani troops to go on the offensive and attack militants in their sanctuaries along the Afghan border.
These attacks show that how important it is that we must clear our sanctuaries. Because if we would clear our sanctuaries, then they would be weakened at their very root.
Pakistani forces are said to be preparing an offensive in North Waziristan, home to Taliban fighters and members of the shadowy Haqqani Network, an al-Qaeda-linked group that's attacked U.S. and Afghan troops across the border. Masood says he expects a bloody battle this fall.
These people are very hardened fighters, and some of them apparently have nowhere to go, so they will fight to the end.
Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Islamabad.